on old business, we have conditional use number 2569 Pivot Energy DEL 045 LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2569 Pivot Energy DEL 045 LLC for a solar energy facility in the GR district based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County zoning code, and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the solar array will be located within approximately 15.22 fenced-in acres of a larger 45.57 acre tract. The array area complies with all the code requirements for separation distances and setbacks from property lines and dwellings. Three, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of the Sussex County comp plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. There was testimony that the solar array will benefit residential, business, and municipal subscribers with lower power costs. Four, the proposed solar array is farmland that has been owned by the same family for generations. Although it is zoned GR for residential use, the family has stated that they have never had any desire to develop or sell the property. The use as a solar facility will maintain the family's ownership of the property in perpetuity. Five, this application generally complies with section 115-172.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code regarding solar arrays. Six, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways, and DelDOT has stated that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repair of the solar panels. Seven, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, although there was opposition to this application regarding the possible visual impact of the use, the site plan complies with or exceeds the code mandated requirements for vegetation, screening, fencing, and separation distances. Likewise, while there was a petition submitted into the record, the testimony during the public hearing called into question whether the individuals who signed it are neighbors of the subject property or would be impacted by it in any way. Nine, several immediate longstanding neighbors of the subject property testified in favor of this application and praised the desire to preserve the land from residential development and the traffic that would result. 10, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in section 115-172.1 of the zoning code and the following conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar array. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted on the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for this solar array as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of this conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot-tall fence to comply with the height requirements of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall be a knot wire agricultural style fencing, including an interwoven privacy screening. The privacy screening shall be attached to the fencing with metal fasteners and a tension wire to reduce maintenance. The fence location and types of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. The privacy screening may be removed after 10 years from the installation of the solar array. The fencing shall remain. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines, and a minimum distance of 50 feet from all property lines. It shall also be no closer than 200 feet from a dwelling on adjacent property. The landscape buffer shall be at least 30 feet wide along the perimeter of the property adjacent to the lands of other ownership. This landscape buffer shall use existing vegetation or shall be planted with 70% evergreen vegetation and 30% deciduous vegetation that serves as a screen while not impeding the use as a solar array facility. The location and types of vegetation used within this buffer area shall be included in a landscape plan provided with the final site plan. E, transformers and similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site. F, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. H, stormwater management and erosion sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. I, the final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Motion's been moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 2569, Pivot Energy DEL045 LLC. Mr. Allen?
Again, I did not attend the public hearing. I'd like to recuse myself.
You were here last week.
Well, this one was last week. Okay, I thought the whole thing. Okay. I'll vote yes for reasons, conditions stated in the motion.
Thank you. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.